Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
Guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Hey, thank you very much. Thank you so much for tuning in. Ray Lucia here along with Jimmy Stewart. Not that one, he's dead. The new Jimmy Stewart, certified financial planner. You don't like being called Jimmy, do you?
Hey, I'm getting used to it.
Okay. James Stewart is, you just told the TV viewing audience, or I did, that you're going on a five-day Harley Davidson. Look, you're a gray-haired old man like me. What up with that?
Hey, if you look at a lot of the Harley guys out there on the road, they're all gray.
You need a bigger pot belly to do this.
Oh,
did you get
your
Harley vest and all that, too?
Oh, no.
Okay, yeah. So it's not a Hell's Angels thing.
No, you know, you outfit yourself. That's another
$2,000. he's going on a father-son trip. God bless you. That's so cool. But 5 days? Can't you go, for a couple hours?
Not when you drive cross-country to Tennessee to do it.
Oh, Lord, you're crazy. Anyway, welcome, folks. Great program. We've got Gene Pastula waiting in the wings. I want to ask him whether or not he agrees with this something or other I got in the mail from somebody, a 529 plan alternative. They say you can use a life insurance policy. Now, I will take issue with that. For some, but as I said to the TV viewing audience, if I got this pen last, I could actually make a case for that. That'll be interesting, and it's always entertaining. Also, retirees need 70% of their pre-retirement income, but most actually live on less. Duh. We've been saying that on this program for a decade or more. But that flies in the face of what you're hearing and what you're reading from the financial pundits, how you're going to go so broke in retirement. But we start today with this one, one of my favorite topics, Social Security or lack thereof. And the campaigner in chief, that would be Barack Obama, is going on the stump. Obama, it says, urges Social Security increase in preview of his brand new campaign role with Hillary Clinton. Sit back, folks. Relax, it's the Ray Revolution, and it starts right now. And on this whole subject, by the way, Jimmy, of Social Security, I've been equally doling out the criticism on both sides of the aisle, because nobody seems to get this. You don't understand it. Neither Obama nor Trump, in this example, understand that you cannot increase benefits. You can't even keep the benefits the same. Unless, of course, you can grow the economy at 4 or 5%. And remember, we haven't even seen 3% growth in the last decade or so. We're lucky to get to 2%. Lucky to get to 2% GDP growth. You can't pay all the bills at 2% growth. Sorry. So something's got to be cut. We're going to cut military spending? No, Donald says he's going to increase it. And Hillary, who knows what she's going to do. She's going to do whatever Bernie Sanders says she has to do. In either event, here is what Bloomberg had to say. President Barack Obama called for an increase in Social Security benefits for the elderly as he hit the road with a speech that previewed his role as campaigner in chief for Democrats ahead of the November election. Of course, that will now be for Hillary Clinton, barring an indictment and a prison sentence, which ain't going to happen either. The president's comments mark a reversal. Oh, yes. You see, it's not only Donald Trump that's got this, you know, foot-in-mouth disease. It's every politician, including, I dare say, the president. The president's comments mark a reversal after he sought a bipartisan deal 5 years ago that would have cut Social Security and moved the Democratic Party toward a unified stance on the nation's cornerstone retirement program. Does that surprise you? It doesn't surprise me one bit. While he was playing president and needed to get consensus, it's like, oh yeah, everybody knows that Social Security's going broke by 2032 or whatever the date is, right? There's not going to be enough money in it. And that, by the way, is not true either. So let's clear up the confusion on that, James. You and I both know that the Social Security system will have no money in the trust fund by 2032. But the working stiffs will still be contributing into Social Security, and that will provide the benefits to the tune of about 75%. So what they really need to do is not increase the benefits, but cut them by 25%. Oh, boy, that's the third rail of politics right there. I'm not saying cut them for me. God forbid you would cut my benefit or Stewart's benefit. But you can cut them for my grandkids. I mean, come on, they got plenty of time to figure this thing out. And by the way, they're supposed to live a lot longer. You know, they're like 10, 11 years old. They're going to be living a lot longer than I was supposed to live when I was 10 or 11 years old. And that's going to get better and better and better as time goes on. We know that. So what's the rub about raising the Social Security age? Let's see. My kids don't get to take full Social Security until they're 67. I had to take it. I don't had to, but the full retirement benefit for people our age, Jim, is 66, as you well know. What's wrong with, you know, telling little Nicholas or Trey Ray or baby G, she's not a baby anymore, golly geez, she's going to be like 11 years old or something coming up here. In either event, what's wrong with telling them they can't take it until they're 70 or 71? They're going to live 4 or 5 years longer than I'm going to live anyway. There's nothing wrong with that. The problem is we as a country cannot afford this and afford to fight ISIS and afford to bring in, what do they found or heard on the news this morning that last year, forget the whole Mexican thing because Donald Trump's in enough, you know, trouble with that. So we'll leave the illegals coming from Mexico off of this discussion. I don't want to get chastised the way he went. And of course, Trump, foot in mouth. Yeah. But they said that last year in San Diego, right, 15 miles from where we're sitting right now, James, there were something like 40 or 50 or 60 or 70 Chinese that were illegally crossing the border. So far this year, they've already had 700 crossing the border in San Diego coming from China. And then of course, California is giving them driver's license and ID cards. You can vote. You can drive. You can do anything you want. If you get in trouble, you can go to a sanctuary city. I don't know how we're going to pay for all this stuff, folks. I really and truly don't. We need 5% growth. Where's Jeb Bush when we need it? He said we were going to get 4 or 5%, didn't he?
Exactly.
And I want to know how he was going to do that when the global world economies are slowing down. In either event, let me just, you know, be frank with everybody. Whatever you hear from now until November is, excuse me, yes, because this is the political season where people say whatever they have to say in order to get elected. Our job as citizens is to try to cut through the, if you know what I mean. And I'll do my best to help you in that respect. Social Security benefits, not for people in their 50s and older, but for people probably in their 40s, needs to start getting cut by raising this Social Security age. And for the little ones, they probably aren't going to be able to take a full retirement benefit until they're at least age 70 years old. There ain't no two ways about it. Get used to it because you cannot grow the economy and give even more Social Security benefits to people like me because the country is going broke. Okay, moving on to the next topic. Before we have to get the Pastoula. Do we really have to do that?
Oh, we can hardly wait.
I know. People call right in all the time. I like that guy, Gene Pastoula. He's just like me. He's got no filter. He's like a Donald Trump kind of guy. That's what I like about him.
But everything he says is good.
Oh, yeah. Well, not everything. retirees need 70% of their pre-retirement income, but most live on less. This is interesting. So Bankrate does a study, and they claim that financial planners say you need 70% of your pre-retirement income when you retire. Is that what you say as a financial planner, 70%? I thought it was 80.
I think so, but the thing that's getting me now is that when you're making money, spending money doesn't seem like anything. When you're retired and everything you spend is coming out of what you've got, it hurts a lot more.
And you and I are in similar situations in that regard. I know exactly what you're talking about. Well, the study came back and said nationwide retirees are averaging 60.37% of their pre-retirement income. The numbers include everything: wages, tips, salaries, Social Security, welfare benefits, etc. So that should be able to help you a little bit when you're doing your planning, because if you had been planning on 80%, and that kind of makes sense because you're not funding your retirement plans when you retire, and you're not paying the Social Security and all that stuff, it would make sense that you would be spending about 80%. But here, what we're learning is most retirees are only spending 60%. There's a big difference when you do the calculation between planning to spend $60,000 a year when you made $100,000 or $80,000 a year when you made $100,000. We'll ask Pastoula about that too. That's coming up next. Don't go away.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. dollars. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Kind of a weird song to introduce Mr. Gene Pastula, but we'll do it anyway. Hey, Gino, how you doing?
That sounds like dope, dope.
Okay. Maybe. Maybe. Welcome back, folks, to Ray Lucia program with Gene Pastula, now certified financial planner. You heard me, I think, from the green room there, or whatever color that room is now. When we were talking, somebody had sent me this article or brochure or whatever it was. A 529 plan alternative. And they talk about whole life insurance, and I guess you could throw index universal life insurance or any kind of permanent insurance plan in there. And what I said before you got here is, you know, if you have a newborn, then a life insurance policy in lieu of a 529 plan will probably get you close to the same place with some added benefits, maybe not quite all the way there because you got to pay for mortality coverage. But for someone to pitch this to someone in their teens, you know, if you have kids in their teens, there's just not enough time for that to work. Now, you're in the insurance industry. I would expect you to resoundingly say, oh, no, Ray, the 529 plan's horrible and my whole life insurance policy is perfect. But are you really going to say that to me?
No, I wouldn't use a life insurance policy for a 529
Stop
plan.
Stop there. This is coming from an insurance guy. Wait a minute. Every insurance guy wants to sell a 520 or a life insurance instead of a 529.
I'm a retirement planner.
Oh, excuse me.
But no, the you know, if you look at what the insurance policy can do on a piece of paper that shows you for the next 40 years in about 2 seconds, you can look at 40 years. And you can see the math would work. The problem is that you've got to go through at least the next 6 to 18 years before you get to the point of the 529 plan being of any, you know, use to you. And a lot can happen. And the insurance contracts are designed to be put into place and used consistently year after year after year as they were intended. Now, in the case of universal life or that sort of thing, you certainly can change the, you know, the configuration and the design and everything as you go along. But to set up to set this thing up to be able to generate any significant amount of income for college in the short time frame that we have for to prepare in a life insurance policy just doesn't make sense to me.
Okay, so a 529 plan, you put the money in, you don't get to deduct it, obviously.
Right.
Some states give you a deduction, but that's not going to be much. So it's not a deductible expense. The money gets to grow on a tax deferred basis. And then when the money comes out for a qualified education expense, it comes out tax-free. Mm-hmm. But if you use the money for anything else, you have to pay taxes and a pretty significant penalty, 10 or whatever percent penalty on that money, right?
Correct.
Okay, so the life insurance policy, I think the case that they're making here is the life insurance policy, the money is not tax deductible, same-o, same-o. The money grows on a tax-deferred basis, same-o, same-o. But when you need to take the money out, you can borrow the cash value out to fund something like education. There are no penalties, there are no taxes. You can use the money really for education or anything else. But the kicker is, if I start the 529 plan and after 5 years I've put in, $20,000 or $10,000 and I die and my kids go into Harvard, $10,000 doesn't go very far. But if I put the same amount of money into this life insurance policy, whether it's whole life, universal life, or index universal life, or whatever kind of life you might be interested in.
High life,
yeah. That, there might be $250,000 there, and my college is self-completing.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's waiver of premium benefits and all this stuff that your guys go out and sell all day long. So it sounds to me like you're a little bit down on that,
well,
but the benefits aren't pretty good.
No. If my entire life were dependent upon selling life insurance, and this is what I sell, and this is my product, and what have you, I certainly can, just like you just did, make a case for it. But what I do is I use life insurance as a financial instrument inside of a financial planning portfolio. First of all, if you have a young child that you're planning on sending him to college in 10 or 15 years, you should have a huge amount of life insurance in place anyway, even if it's term insurance, $1 million or more, to take care of that problem of having a premature death. Okay, so that should not be an issue in either case if you're doing it correctly. If you're not going to do anything insurance-wise and you use this and you save money at it and everything, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just that as a way of generally of setting up a portfolio to accomplish certain goals, I wouldn't use the life insurance for that purpose. Now, everything that you said also comes into play if you're using insurance for retirement. Now, I have a very large cash value in an insurance contract that I have accumulated over 35 or 40 years.
What's very large? No, you don't have to tell me. No. I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean, relatively so from a standpoint of its balance in my portfolio and all the rest. But I've accumulated several hundred thousand dollars in an insurance policy, all tax-free. It's all accumulated over the years without any tax at all. It's provided me with a completion or death benefit, if you will. But I didn't have that in place of a huge term insurance policy that protected my family early on if I died. So I fully embrace the idea that the cash values of whole life or of universal life with the indexing that they use now as a way of accumulating cash long term to get a tax-free retirement is excellent. And in fact, now that I am at the age where I'm having to take required minimum distributions, and
are you that old?
I am that old.
Oh, and, man, you are an old dude.
Yes, I am. I'm ancient. But what Jim said earlier about when you're spending your money that you've accumulated and not money that you're earning every day, there is a different attitude. Trust me on that, even if you have a lot of money. So the idea of having something like this in place where it is designed to be able to generate tax-free income by contract and by law, that's a very good thing, and the whole tax code and all that tax issue going forward is just going to continue to be a mess.
Here's
and
what I love about
something
what I,
separate
what
is
I just
good.
Heard you say, just from a pure asset allocation standpoint. You got this whole life or universal life policy you bought a long time ago. Whether it was a good investment or not, you know, anybody could debate. I think you've shown me that that actually is a pretty decent investment. But in your mix, your asset allocation mix, where CDs are paying nothing today, bonds are paying nothing, you got this life insurance policy with a fixed interest rate that's probably paying you an earnings rate that's 2, 3, 4, 5%, right?
Yeah, but that's over time. So if you've got, and you mentioned it at the beginning.
Well, can you hold that thought, because we're running
probably
out of time.
Not. I'll forget
time
we get back.
We're about 8 seconds away from having to say goodbye in this segment. So we'll come back with Gene Pastula. Don't go away.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. you can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Replacement therapy is to provide new instructions to keep the factory working.
Gene replacement therapy. Gene Pastula, my special guest here every week. He's from Safe Money Monitor. It's what he does. He monitors for you all the different safe money alternatives. And Gene, before we get to the topic of the day, before the break, you mentioned something that you've talked about a couple of times here. And that is you use a life insurance policy or other insurance instruments as tools in retirement planning. And you were bringing up asset allocation, or I brought it up, because you were bragging about you have, you know, several hundred thousand dollars sitting in your life insurance policy. And I got thinking about that. Well, today, if your asset allocation included, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars in bonds and you got a couple hundred thousand dollars in cash value life insurance, why on earth would you need bonds? Aren't you earning a better rate of return today than you can get in the bond market?
I have ever since I started putting the money in to the insurance contracts. And the historically, at least in the last 35, 40 years that I've been doing this, the insurance contracts have internally credited higher interest rates than bonds with the same degree of safety, and perhaps in many cases a higher degree of safety, and without any tax as they accumulate. So it depends on the circumstances, and the interesting thing about insurance is that if you, depending on what you're talking about as far as the purpose of the money, you can make a case for it being the worst thing in the world or the best thing in the world. The key is to understand that these companies and these products have been around for a long, long time, so they must have some quality issues about them, features about them that are important, and that's what we take advantage of. And I was alluding to the fact that over the years, I've just had the safe money portion of my portfolio in the insurance cash values, and it's grown nicely. I didn't even pay any attention to it. It just sits there and does its thing, and I don't have to worry about it going down, and it's always gone up, and every now I look at it and say, hey, that's good.
SafeMoneyMonitor.com. Mm-hmm. You have to check it out just for the fun of it. SafeMoneyMonitor.com. Mm-hmm. Have Gene take a look at your particular situation and what you're doing. I want to read something to you, Mr. Pastula, and get your comments. By the year 2050, it is estimated that one out of every five Americans will be over the age of 65, with people aged 85 plus the fastest growing demographic in the nation. The good news is that people are living longer, even with chronic diseases that lead to early death. 92% of seniors are living with at least one chronic disease, 77% with two or more. Now, this happens to be an area of your specialization. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, I'm not so sure it's exactly good news for an awful lot of people. The reason being that extra longevity is also allowing people to develop the diseases and the chronic conditions that start to impact the quality of that life. Yes, they're alive, but they can't bathe by themselves. They can't, my aged mother takes, without help, takes her almost 2 hours to get dressed. They can't clip their own fingernails, and it a whole variety of things. Interestingly enough, that you see when you're dealing with an AIDS person, and I know there's people out in the audience that are identifying with what I just said, and so it starts to cost a lot of money if you get to a place where you truly need to pay somebody for assistance. And of course, nursing homes are the price of the care in a nursing home when it's really, really bad is exorbitant. I mean, it's averaging over $80,000 a year throughout the country.
How much do you spend for your mother?
We're at now $5,800 a month for an assisted living situation. That's not including any additional services she set up with. They look in on her. They come in a couple of times a day and make sure she's doing fine and help her with her showers.
Are you satisfied with the service and the
quality?
Oh,
it's beautiful. We have a delightful situation for her, considering everything. But she's at what, $72,000 a year right now. And if she has to add more services there, the services that they offer seem to all be worth $400 to $500 a month, So we could easily tack on another $1,000 a month without any trouble. And of course, if she gets to the point where she basically is more bedridden and in a full service situation like a nursing home, now here in San Diego, we're up to $120,000 a year for equivalent.
A lot of people don't think about that. They don't think about the fact that, where are you going to get 10 grand a month when you're 65, 70 years old trying to finance your own retirement?
Now, suppose you had money sitting in a bank account or bonds or what have you, that is pretty much an emergency account. Well, if you've got $100,000 sitting in there, you'd feel pretty good about it.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
sure.
A nice size emergency account, but that can go away in a year.
Yep.
That can, and the average time that people utilize long-term care is 30 to 36 months, and a sizable percentage of the people that do that are up into 5-6 years of combined, assisted living into a full-on nursing care situation before they pass away. So doing some planning for that purpose is just total wisdom. And we developed a situation many years ago that we use life insurance as a way to address this. Now, everybody that knows basically that life insurance leverages premiums that you put in. When you put money into a life insurance policy, you create a huge benefit, death benefit, that goes to your heirs. What if that death benefit could be used for you if you need long-term care? And that's what we set up over 20 years ago. We designed a product whereby the insurance contract accepts money that you would typically keep in savings, either in one large lump sum, which is what most people do, or in stages, coming from your qualified plan or whatever other source you have. And that forms a cash account in the insurance contract instead of the bank or other depository. Now, that cash account now supports a huge death benefit. And in some cases, not only a huge death benefit, but something the equivalent of, everybody knows what double indemnity means, extra money if you die in an accident. Well, in the case of long-term care, it provides an extension that says, if you have created an insurance contract that has $150,000 of death benefit, that can be used to pay for your long-term care. And if you need more because you continue to live and you've spent the $150,000, now another $150,000 or $300,000 can be accessed so that you turn your money in, you leverage your money into typically $300,000 to $400,000 or more for long-term care, and yet knowing all the while that if you need it for anything else, the money that's in there, all or most of it, depending on how you set it up, can be tacked for that, or it can be used for to pay your heirs at your death. Since you never used it for long-term care, there's always a return on your money.
It's an amazing product. You've talked about it a lot on the program. Mm-hmm. That was a very good explanation, by
Thank
the way.
You.
Total Wisdom, I think, is what he said. You should have TotalWisdom.com instead of SafeMoneyMonitor.com. But that's where you go to find out about this. It is simply an asset transfer. You're taking money that's sitting in your bank account, which you know what it's earning. I don't need to tell you. It ain't much. And you can put it in something that probably still isn't going to earn you that much for spending, probably about a wash. But you can leverage that up. $100,000 turns into $400,000 or $500,000 for long-term care, a couple hundred grand for a death benefit. And what's the worst that can happen? You live, you know, until you don't. You die, and your heirs get the $200,000 death benefit, which is still a pretty decent return, depending on how long you live. It's just an amazing thing. I don't understand why everybody isn't doing this.
Well, we have a lot of interest in it, and we're getting calls, and we're taking care of it with people. But I would really suggest that our listeners take the opportunity to give me a call or go on our website and send me a note.
SafeMoneyMonitor.com. Yeah, he's really with it.
Yeah, well,
you can tell he's.
I don't
so
do
hard
websites. I do insurance.
He's a great guy. He's Gene Pastula, and you want to chat with him. Obviously, he's retired. He doesn't need to do this, but he does it because he's very passionate about this side of the business. And with your personal experience with your mom, you can really help people a lot. SafeMoneyMonitor.com. We'll be back.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone.
That's tough. They all sound great.
I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold. Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And welcome back, folks, the Ray Program, 844-RAY show. If you've got a question, that Gino Pastulli, he's one funny dude and a smart dude as well. We want to thank him again. SafeMoneyMonitor.com. I know you've done consulting work over the years, Mr. Jim Stewart, with his company. They're a pretty solid outfit. Didn't you used to work for him like 25 years ago when he first developed that product?
Gene and I worked together. I was executive vice president of that company and helped them develop that product and spread.
Did you help him develop his personality?
No, he had that.
He had that. Smart guy. I remember when you guys used to pitch me, you know, again, this is going back 25 years, saying, hey, look at this product. And I was fascinated by it, so much so that that Gene and I teamed up on a chapter in my very first book, dates back to about the year 2000, where we discussed that very, very same product. It's called a linked benefits now. I forget what it was called then, but there was only one company out of Virginia or something. What was it?
First Penn Pacific.
First Penn Pacific. Weren't they from Virginia? Where were
Chicago.
They from? Oh, Chicago. Anyway, that was the very, very first, and then all the banks picked up on it, and you were flying all over the country and doing that stuff. Pretty successful. I guess that's why you're retired now, huh?
That's what I tell people.
Didn't Gene share some of the wealth with you?
He did, though. Yes,
okay,
he did.
Okay, well, see, that's good. He's a great guy. SafeMoneyMonitor.com, and that's a tried-and-true product. There's no doubt about it. And just about every bank in America now is offering it.
Yes.
Let's do some emails. Can we do some?
Let's do some.
All right. We'll start in Humble, Texas. Humble. When I think of Humble, I don't think of Gene. For some reason.
I don't think of Texas.
And I don't think of Texas. But in Humble, Texas, there's this fellow named Neil who asks this question. I'm a government employee, and my question is about my TSP account. That's the Thrift Savings Plan. That's like the 401k for government workers. If I retire at 56, do I have to wait until I turn 59 and a half until I have a penalty-free access to my account? This is a very, very good and interesting question, Neil. The answer is yes and no, as the answer is so many times on so many of these questions. All right, first of all, you're age 56. If you retire in the year in which you turn age 55 or older, and you leave the money in the TSP, or the 401k for that matter, you are allowed to take withdrawals. Remember, you got to be at least age 55 in the year. You could retire in April and turn 55 in December. It still works. All right. But if you retire in the year you turn age 55 or older, you get penalty-free, not tax-free. People get that wrong all the time. You get penalty-free withdrawals from the 401k, or in this case, the TSP. Now, if you roll that money over into an IRA, now we've got some finagling we got to do to get it penalty-free. Remember, you're not 59 and a half. The IRA rules are different than the 401k and TSP rules. So if you're under the age of 59 and a half, you would have to do what is called a 72T election, which basically means you'll have to take what are called substantially equal payments over your actuarial life for at least 5 years, or age 59 and a half, the longer of the two. So he's 56, he'd have to go out 5 years, which would take him to 61, before he could modify that 72T election. This is really interesting, Jim, because a lot of people don't know about the age 55 rule. They do the rollover, and then, you know, they're 58 and they say, geez, I need some money. They go to their IRA and they end up getting tagged with a heck of a big tax penalty. Don't roll it all over. Leave some money in the TSP, whatever money you might need to use between your age 56 and 59 and a half. Leave 3.5 years worth of income needs there, if that's what you want to do. And if you want to have access to other investments, which is why people usually roll the money over, although the TSP isn't bad by any stretch. But if you wanted to buy CDs or individual bonds or real estate or whatever, roll over that longer term money, leave the shorter term money in the TSP, and then when you need money, go to the TSP while you're retired, and that solves the problem. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. I get confirmation from you?
Yes, I think it's with any major financial decision, like a rollover or buying or selling a house or getting an investment, I think you need to get the advice. You just can't get the surface information. You need somebody who knows what you know.
Yeah, they can just email me. You know,
yes, that'll work.
Some pretty good stuff on this show. I don't give advice anymore. I just play a radio guy a couple hours a day. But, you know, I got a couple of tricks up my sleeve here. Shall we go to Susan in Seattle?
I think that would be great.
Little sleepless Susan in Seattle. She asks about real estate in an IRA. We talked about this, what was it, yesterday or the day before? You talked about buying real estate in your IRA, but why about a Roth? I think she meant what about a Roth. Obviously, we don't edit the emails here. We just post them from whatever you guys write, we put up on the screen and I say. But what about a Roth? Well, it's interesting. Because remember, when we talked about buying real estate inside of the IRA, I talked about you don't get depreciation and you don't get step-up in basis and you don't get the capital gains tax treatment, so you should buy it personally. When you buy real estate in a Roth, well, you get all the tax benefits that you want. It's all tax-free. I would argue, however, that you're giving up a lot because it's hard to get that post-tax money. And if you have a Roth IRA, that's really precious money. And keep one thing in mind. Remember I talked about unrelated debt-financed income? And there's this other thing called unrelated business taxable income, more commonly known as UBTI. Whether it's a Roth IRA or traditional IRA, that IRA, including a Roth, will still have to pay tax on any gain attributable to debt or business-related income. You can't run a business out of your IRA and escape much more than $1,000 of income tax-free. You're just not allowed to do that. That's just that's unfair advantage. All Roths owning McDonald's franchises? No, they don't let you do that unless the Roth pays the tax. And if you borrow money, like in a mortgage and you buy real estate, even in a Roth, if you buy a property for $100,000 and you sell it for $500,000, well, you have $400,000 of gain. Depending on what percentage was debt financed, the same percentage of that $400,000, even if it's in a Roth, will be subject to income taxation. So I still wouldn't do it, but it's obviously a little better choice in a Roth than it would be in a traditional IRA. I'm out of time. If you'd like to email me, go to the website at raylucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. I'll make it a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities, brokerage, or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.